Hi, this is John Christopher for Real Life, and today I have as my guest Lori Marsden, and you are the developer of the 8 Steps to Becoming You program, correct?
That's correct.
That's fantastic. Lori, before we get into talking about your program, which I think is fascinating, you've traveled the world. What made you decide to put your roots down here in the Hamptons, more specifically Sag Harbor?
Well, I lived in New York for many, many moons, and then I got swept away to Australia by my husband, and we spent quite
a bit of time
there.
As compared to a tsunami.
Well, it was kind of like a tsunami when we met. You know, it was like one of those whirlwind romances. But he was, you know, he was one of those guys, he just kind of knew what he wanted and said, move to Australia and have babies with me. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's an interesting offer. So we spent 10 years in Australia. It was supposed to be 1 to 5. And when we were ready to move back to the States, we looked at moving back to Manhattan because, again, I'd lived there for many, many years. But, you know, our children were 6 and 8, and they had been used to this outdoor, beautiful lifestyle that you have in Australia.
Now, where specifically in Australia?
In Brisbane.
Okay.
In Brisbane, Australia. So, and it's a very healthy lifestyle. It's everything you see kind of when you see any TV shows on Australia or you read about it. And we didn't want our children to go back into Manhattan, into a small little cubicle and not have those advantages that you have in the outdoor lifestyle. So we started looking in different places, and we actually really researched where we were going to go. And we decided on the Hamptons because it's beautiful and it has an interesting community. There's so many different types of people here. You have the artists and you have, you know, locals. It's a nice mix, socioeconomic mix. And it's just an absolutely gorgeous place to live. Now, we looked, you know, Connecticut. We looked in Westchester.
That was my question. I was just curious.
Oh,
what other places? New
yes.
Jersey? Was New
we
Jersey?
Did. We looked. I had a friend in Tenafly, New Jersey, and he was really promoting that. And look, that's fabulous, too, because 15 minutes, you go across the George Washington Bridge. And
There you are.
You're in the city. But we didn't necessarily need access to the city all the time. And particularly with technology these days, you don't have to, you know, there's meetings that you do over the internet, and there's other things you can do. So you don't have to necessarily be in a certain place at a certain time. So, so we decided on the Hamptons, and what a great, great spot we live in, particularly Sag Harbor, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that my daughter went to the elementary school, and I think you said, are both of your kids in the elementary school now?
They are.
Right. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing of elementary school, or should I say Sag Harbor Elementary School, is the morning program. You know,
yes.
I just love
yes.
that.
Yes, I know. It is absolutely amazing. And when I went to school,
Did you have something like that when you went to school?
You know, we would have certain times when the whole school would gather together, and you know, it was always magical when that happened. But that was, you know, sporadic. It was once in a while, you know. But to have all that great energy and have all those children in the same room and to start the day that way, it's just a great, great feeling. It's a great way for them to start the day, and just songs. And it's one of the very, very special things about Sag Harbor Elementary. We just love it there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place. Mm. Let's talk about your program. That's the 8 Steps to Becoming You. Where did you come up with this?
Well, I was interested in women's issues and particularly identity.
So it's designed basically for women, though?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
And I often have men say, well, why?
I was just going to say the same thing.
I know. You need to do one for men. I was in the fashion industry for many years. And when I got out of that industry, I looked at what I wanted to do with my next career. And I always felt that the fashion industry didn't really serve women very well because of the way that images were created, and the way that women were kind of put on a certain pedestal. And your average woman doesn't really understand what goes into creating either the show that's happening or the photograph that they're seeing. And there's a lot of effort that goes into making those women look that way.
A lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work. You know, you have hair and makeup people, you have a stylist, you know, you have all these crews, you have photographers just shooting people just that exact way with, you know, fans and, you know, the whole thing. So I didn't think it really served women very well. And so I looked at doing something to really help women. And I decided to go back to university to study it. And I kind of fell into the mental health field because I decided to go back to school and I applied to Columbia. I thought if I'm going to go back to school, I'm going to go to a good school. And they let me in, which was great.
That's fantastic.
And then they gave me a scholarship to go, which was even better.
Oh, geez.
So I was like, okay, you beauty, I'm in. And I had some really great advisors there. And Cheryl McIntyre, who was my academic advisor, we looked at the various options of things to do. And we decided that getting a master's in clinical social work would be great because I'd be able to really work with women on a very deep and personal level and see the kind of issues that they have. And then I'd be able to figure out how to serve them. So that's what I did. I went and I got my undergrad from Columbia, and then I went on and I went and got my master's. I studied mental health. I worked in Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center and the Neurological Institute. I worked in Upper Manhattan Mental Health Center. So I had all these various internships.
Considerable amount of training here.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I can see where you get to a certain point. It's like, okay, I've got all this knowledge and how did you come about this 8 steps? I think it's fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, well, I always ran groups for women. Mm-hmm. So I was always working with women, both individually and then with the group work. And I noticed that whenever women came for, treatment or help with their problems, they might present with something. So a woman might come in and she might be depressed, or she might have relationship issues, or she might, you know, have anxiety problems. But when you really got past the presenting problem, there were all these other things that were going on for women. So they weren't, you know, they weren't really looking after their needs. They might not even know what their needs were. They had trouble communicating with people. They didn't know how to draw boundaries in relationships. They wouldn't take care of themselves before, you know, they wouldn't put their own oxygen mask on first.
Do you think it's because women tend to be maternal? Basically, that's a maternal instinct that takes place, that women are so giving?
I think it's part of it. I think women are raised to be caregivers in our society. And I think a lot of it is instinctual, but a lot of it's just kind of the expectations that, you know, we're raised with. You know, it's the old adage, you know, we're given dolls to play with and, you know, boys are given guns to play with.
Right, right. I hate to do this, but I'm going to have you back on the program again.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, you must have a website that people can go to find out about this program, 8 Steps to Becoming You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's LoriMarsden.com, and there's free content on the website. There's blogs. There's also a very good ebook on relationships. And you can also do the 8 Steps to Becoming You, sign in and register for it there.
Fantastic. Lori, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. This is John Christopher for Real Life on Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3, right here in Southampton, New York. By the way, if you're interested in hearing this program again or previous ones, you can go to peconicpublicbroadcasting.org and subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, looking forward to seeing you soon, and have a safe journey.
You've been listening to Real Life, the program that talks to the people about the places and the things that are the pulse and heartbeat of real estate on the East End. Your host has been John Christopher, broker associate with Brown Harris Stevens of the Hamptons. Your producer and engineer is Kyle Lynch. Theme music by John Christopher. Chief engineer, Bob Anderson. Questions and comments can be emailed to johnfchristopher@gmail.com. Real Life with John Christopher is brought to you in part by Brown Harris Stevens of the Hamptons, serving the East End with offices on the South Fork from West Hampton to Montauk and the North Fork from Aquabog to Orient Point. Brown Harris Stevens of the Hamptons is also the exclusive affiliate of Christie's International Real Estate. Information at johnfchristopher@gmail.com.